We had been discussing two things. One was the courage that Steely Dan had to say anything in a song. And the other was wanting to write something that was sort of like a scene from The Twilight Zone, where every two-line couplet was a different picture, and you just would cut from one shot to the next and let people think what they wanted. Not necessarily having it have to mean anything, just sort of a buffet of images that were things that we saw in California.
Met John Fogerty.
Did you?
Sat this far away from him while he played a verse of Proud Mary for me.
Did he care as much or as little as I do about this story, do you think, at the time?
I think he was impressed to meet me.
Oh, yes. Wow.
It was a big moment in his life.
I think he might have written a song or two about it, actually. Mm-hmm.
We just had somebody butt dial the studio.
On the hotline.
I know.
Like a random, it's the most random
with
collection
their hot
of
pants.
Numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Have your butt dial 888-696-1003 right now. We'll take caller... Let me think. Three. Let's do three. 888-696-1003. Got the Classic Rock Time Capsule coming up. Ask a question about classic rock patrons of the arts.
Oh, I did my PhD in that.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, it's easy.
Good luck.
Got it.
It's 100.3 The Sound, by the way. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian. Howdy. Hey, thanks for joining us for the program today. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound. That's why we're doing three in a row.
You're welcome. I have to be here. It's my job.
What?
Oh, you were thanking me for showing up for Triple
Play
Thursday.
No, I was talking to them.
Oh.
Whenever I say something.
It's weird because you look at me, so I think it's, you know, you're talking to me, and we should work this out.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just build a wall.
I'm trying to say that we're simpatico in believing the same thing that we're talking to them about.
I lost you at simpatico.
I would have thought you'd be more seasoned with this. We've got somebody on the line. It's Eric from Covina. You there, Eric?
I'm here.
Oh,
how
good.
Doing, Andy?
I'm well. I hope your hand's free if you're not pulled over, because after we take care of this business here, we're going to have you match wits with the brainiac from Planet Smartron over here.
I'm here, too, so thanks, buddy. Thanks for saying hi to me.
He eats paste.
Paste.
Hold on, Eric. We'll get through this and do the Classic Rock Time Capsule next on The Sound. Hey, welcome back to 100.3 The Sound.
And you.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Let's get into it. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Thursday. It's May 19th, 2016. Christian, I'm going to quiz you about classic rock patrons of the arts in just a moment here. Couldn't be more vague than that. I've got Eric from Covina is on the phone. You there, Eric?
I'm here.
All right, hang tight. We're going to get to you in just a second. But first of all, what?
He's on the 105. He's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. He's hating life right now. We want to talk about this. Paul Simon releases Kodachrome on this day in 1973. I love that song. It was the recessional song at my wedding.
Was it really?
Yeah, Laura's pick. The song's a hit here in the U.S., but it gets virtually no airplay in England because the BBC bans it.
Yeah.
Now, why do they ban it? Do they ban it because of this line?
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
No.
The C-bomb?
That's not it.
Okay.
They ban it because of this line.
Kodachrome.
You see, on the BBC, they ban brand names.
Oh.
That's why the Kinks had to go and change Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola.
Right, of course, the Beatles, I Love a Big Mac, was also banned.
That's right. Today in 1988, James Brown is amazing.
Hi, this is James Brown. I get down, but I feel good with Andy Chandler.
Amazing because he's arrested for the fifth time in 12 months.
Man.
This time it's a car chase whereupon he's convicted of assault, resisting arrest, possession of illegal weapons. He gets 6 years. Here's when I interviewed him back in, 1995?
I have one final question that I think you have the answer to. How do you feel?
Ow! Papa's got a brand new bag, and now I feel good.
Can you play that again? What is your voice?
I sound like a baby there,
yeah,
don't
is
I?
That before they
I have
dropped?
One final question that I think you have the answer to.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Ow! Papa's got a brand new bag, and now I feel good.
I'm just a wee baby. Birthdays today. Pete Townsend, 71. Dusty Hill is Easy Top 67, and Joey Ramone would have been 65. All right, we're going to bring in Eric for this question. Christian, today in 1992, an exhibit of naughty pictures at MIT is defunded. Which Massachusetts band picks up the tab for it? Is it Aerosmith, Boston, or The Cars?
I'm going to say that Rick Ocasek strikes me as the kind of dude that would do that. So I'm going to say The Cars, Andy.
All right, Eric, is he right or wrong?
Ooh, man, I'm going to say he's wrong.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Those renowned patrons of the arts,
yes, huge
in
fans.
Aerosmith.
Yeah,
there's an exhibit at MIT called Corporeal Politics. Basically, it's pictures of people's junk, and the National Endowment for the Arts defunds it because a few prudes have a hissy fit over this thing. So Aerosmith steps up with $10,000, and the show goes on. Aerosmith says, quote, "The point is you can't restrict the vision of artists, and you can't draw borders around freedom of expression. And now here's a song with a double entendre about my penis." Eric, you've won something lovely. Tell him what he's won, Sammy.
He is going to have their choice from the booty box, including a $100 gift card at Burke Williams Day Spa.
Well, how about that? That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh,
hold the phone.
Right on.
We'll get some information from you, Eric. In the meantime, we're going to let those patrons of the arts, Aerosmith, play us out on
Who
the Classic
knew,
Rock
Andy?
Time Capsule.
We do now because of you. Thank
now
you.
Now we know.
Yep.
Let's play three songs from them because they're so cool.
Brilliant.
It's Andy in the Afternoon and 100.3 The Sound. Oh, it's coming. And right soon, the song fight. I'm one ahead, aren't I?
If I don't win today, I quit this radio station. I'm going home.
That's it. You got to help me win. Help me win to realize my dream. Keep those phones ringing.
Words are.
Song
man.
Fight coming up in like 5 minutes here on 100.3 The Sound. You can play along. We'll tell you how. I love scat singing. David Lee Roth and Steven Tyler should have a scat off.
Oh, they totally should.
Sometime. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That'd be huge.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Round one. Fight.
It's time for Song Fight. Every day, 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. We don't know what the other one's chosen. And then you get to vote. You get to tell us which song wins Song Fight. And the person who wins the night before gets to go first the next day. I've chosen a country song today. It's one of my, I think it may be my favorite song by this band. And I was assured by our program director, Dave Beesing, that it would not win because no one knows it. But little ditty called Far Away Eyes.
What? All right, so play your real song.
This is it. I'll get to the hook for you here. Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, that can't happen. Oh, my God.
What's going on, buddy? Mercury?
Yes, Mercury.
Play your song. Play your song. You're
going
to play
God, no.
Play your Mercury
no,
song.
No, no, no. I'm going to play the right song, and you're going to love it. Here's the hook from that song, right?
So if you're down on your luck, then you can't harmonize. Find a girl.
You know what kind of eyes she got. Okay, that's my pick for today. Christian, what are you putting on the hump?
I mean, at this point, I'm fairly sure I could play Dead Air and still win.
See, I think you're both.
You think they're both wrong?
You're both sorely mistaken.
Maybe Beazlewitz and I should throw a five bone in on
play
this.
Play your
thing
song,
and
for the love of God.
I thought I would go with this.
Oh, you stink. This hasn't already been done?
No. I checked the roster this morning. I couldn't believe it myself. Let me turn it up on the old YouTubes here.
Minute work.
Yeah.
Overkill.
Sounds like it's being played through a goldfish bowl.
It really
the audio
does.
Quality of
yeah,
YouTube.
You're not helping yourself. So if my song wins, if you want the Rolling Stones, then go A to 21003. If it's minute work, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 p.m. I'm going to rip out all of the electronics in this room and heave them out the 19th story floor. Let's play some rock and roll in just a minute.
Day after day.
Good luck, Christian.
Thanks, buddy, and you too.
Hey, kids. Welcome to the program. My name is Dave. Say, Paul, let's hear some music born and bred in Indiana like me and Andy Chanley.
Ha! Always happy to talk breeding with you, Dave. Let her roll, babe.
You know, just because you're dead doesn't mean you can't be on this program.
True.
We're going to tell you the details about that coming up after 3 for the Doors. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound.
And I don't even know what you're talking about, so we'll all learn together.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, another anagram for Mr. Mojo Rising.
Yeah.
I join Mr. or Ms. It's true. Look it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even deeper.
100.3, the
what
sound.
What could he possibly meant?
We're Southern California's classic rock. Get this. A Virginia woman's obituary, Christian, reads, quote, "Faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, Marianne Noland of Richmond chose instead to pass into the eternal love of God on Sunday, May 15, 2016, at the age of 68. Written by one of her sons, her husband explains, a tribute to her funny sense of humor. Dark
She's
sense
not
of
wrong,
humor.
Dude.
If you have a dark sense of humor like that, and you would like to be on the radio, well, your dearly departed loved one had a dark sense of humor like that, and you wanted to be on the air with us, you can do it. We do something every now and then called Dead Air. You bring the urn containing their remains, and they come in here, and we put headphones on them. We put the whole thing on Facebook Live, and they get to jock up. They get to jock up a record.
Yeah.
This is something that I would want someone to do with my remains
Absolutely.
After I die. Take me on the radio.
And
I mean,
as an extra bonus, Andy, let's not forget that I am willing to snort the ashes.
The Keith Richards treatment.
Yes.
That's right.
We can put it really into the rock and roll pantheon.
I wish someone would do this for me.
You know what? If you die...
Not on K-Earth.
You want to die next week?
I'd rather just die. But, you know, on a cool radio station.
Right. Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Anywho, we've still got three... get a hold of us, by the way. Andy at thesoundla.com will take it. Or Sammy at thesoundla.com. I don't want it to be my problem. Let's do three in a row from Classic Rock's Greatest. It's Triple Play Thursday. Continues next on The Sound. The sound. Southern California's classic rock with three from Dean Martin.
Say hey.
Oh, great.
Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
Okay, we'll do three from Doobie Brothers instead. But it's still a song about beating your feet on the Mississippi mud. I did say that right, didn't I? I don't have to dump that?
We're going to check the tape because I'm pretty sure we're about to get a fine.
This is The Sound. Roland Orzabal?
Wasn't he?
Orzabal? Orzabal?
Orzabal, yes.
What you got for us, Christian?
Was the Doobie Brothers guy saying get the boobie downs?
I'm sure that's.
Yeah, I thought that's what that was.
I'm sure that's what
you said. They had some great voices in that band. Did you know that? Yeah, well, check this business right here.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People are getting ready for the news. Some are happy. Some are sad. Oh, we gotta let the music play. What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it on through.
Here comes the gang, ready?
Lord, now mama gone to after a while. Whoa, whoa.
Play these hacks on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
And in only one channel.
Yeah, no, it's great. Mercury continuing to do magical work for everybody here.
Crazy amount of Mercury. Well done anyway. Third from the Dubes.
Two steps forward, three steps back, channel bags every day.
It's Triple Play Thursday.
Oh.
So. It's 100.3 The Sound. Hey, you know, if you want to listen to the music for free, Eric Clapton's music, his new album, I Still Do, I think it's out this Friday, like tomorrow. But if you have a Chase Visa on your Apple Pay on your iPhone 6, you can actually get it for free.
Woo! Hey, that's a lot of info.
I know it's complicated, but at least they're not sticking it in your iTunes account without your permission like YouTube did.
Yeah.
And he's got some
neurological issues. He's saying that if he can't get those dialed, he might have to be backing out of the whole thing. So this might be the year that EC goes, too.
Oh, man.
Not, you know, goes, but...
goes off the road.
Yeah. Bummer.
There's three from him and friends. Love that man.
Why don't you marry him?
Yeah. It's three from Eric Clapton on Triple Play Thursday and 100.3 The Sound. Hey, let's update you on song fights.
Round one. Fight.
Today, I chose this little ditty right here, and maybe I won't have Mercury get it wrong this time. I'm going to play his hook.
So if you're down on your
luck, Country Rolling Stones off the Some Girls album.
They don't even remember writing this one.
Dude, this is such a great song. It's by the Bakersfield Sound, don't you know? And Kristen chose this one. It's Overkill from Men at Work.
Good night, Mike.
Going deep, four songs deep.
Deep album.
On that album. Good thinking. If you think Andy's song, The Rolling Stones, wins, then you want to text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, text C to 21003. And don't do it while you're driving. Standard rates apply. But we'll have the results after 6 p.m. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, because that starts next on The Sound. That's right, and it's supported by Chevy Silverado. Celebrate Memorial Day all month long during the Chevy Drive event at your Southern California Chevy dealers. Don't miss huge Memorial Day savings on award-winning trucks, cars, and crossovers.
Well done, Andy.
Thank you.
That sounded legit.
Thanks.
They got their money's worth.
Yeah. And this is the Rolling Stones, three from them, 100.3 The Sound. It's Triple Play Thursday, you see. Played two songs off Some Girls in that set. Gosh, I hope we play another one next hour. Wouldn't that be great if I won Song Fight with Faraway Eyes? Anyway, dreams. Hear three from you, too, on 100.3 The Sound.
You're a tiresome man, Andy Chandles.
Thank you. It's 100.3 The Sound. We've got legendary rock drummer Carmine Appice. He's signing his new book, Stick It, tonight at 7 at Book Soup on Sunset, and we've got him on the phone right now. Carmine, we've got like 10 seconds, but are you excited about tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited if I can get there. I'm stuck on the Sunset Boulevard coming from Stuart Copeland's house.
Oh, yeah, did you tell Stuart to shove it up his...
I showed him the picture.
What did he say?
He said, man, I didn't realize it was such a big... ASS.
That's awesome. That has now officially made it worthwhile.
All right, if you want to see both tattoos of Carmine Appice and Stuart Copeland of the Police, show up tonight. Christian's going to try to make it down.
Yeah, Carmine, I'm going to head over there, so I'll meet you there.
Cool, man. Good. We can show up your back.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, dude. I've been putting it all over Facebook and stuff. It's pretty funny, man.
All right. Well, we'll see you tonight, dude.
I've been telling people this is the most outrageous interviews I've ever done in my life.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Well, be good, Carmine, and best of luck
bro.
Tonight.
All right, dude. I'm listening. Okay, nice. Bro. Bye-bye.
How do you feel about the fact, Christian, that two of rock's preeminent drummers were having a conclave today?
Well, Andy, I was just
about the tattoos on your back.
It's interesting you say that. I was just on my Facebook updating a status about how you and I are currently the gnarliest afternoon drive team in radio. And I hands down, nobody else is within not even shouting distance of what we're doing here.
Well, you know what this is? It's the heartbeat of the Southland.
It's the back tat of the Southland. That's what it is. Kudos, my friend. We are awesome.
Three from Steve Miller.
Yep.
100.3 The Sound.
Mean it.
Gotta wait for it. Lovey-dovey. Down again, Christian.
It's one of my favorite pieces of music of all time, and this is the just...
It's one channel riffing. Not known for his keyboard playing, Eddie Van Halen, but that's pretty impressive.
Remember when that song came out and everybody was like, what is he doing? He's playing keyboard.
You know who he says he stole it from?
No, who's that?
Hall & Oates. What do you think?
It would be,
it's a stretch.
It's pretty. It'd be good if somebody would time stretch that to make it fit over the top. I wish
I was a little lazy.
Technology that would allow that to
happen.
Well,
why don't you get your stuff in both channels and then we'll talk.
That's a good point.
It's 100.3 The Sound. Triple Play Thursday.
Damn it!
Well, hello, this is Bill Cosby. Now here's a tune that really knocks me out. Flarn. Gah. Bottoms up on Andy in the Afternoon.
Get your shaker.
Oh, wow, you actually have a shaker. Yeah. On this song, Andy, I extracted the shaker. If you stop the song for a second.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Really?
Yeah, mute it.
Hold on.
No, it was you playing it.
Oh, yeah, it was me. I fell for it. You get me with that all the time.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Shake you. Everybody's so jealous of my shaker playing.
No, they're not.
That's hot. Earn your supper, bub.
Well, one of my favorite engine rooms in the history of rock and roll is Keith Moon and the Ox and Whistle. Listen to this.
You recognize which song this is yet?
Right here. I mean, it's like they're both playing the same instrument.
Yeah. But they're playing a different song. The beat is.
Most musically absurd. These little dooks.
Yeah.
Amazing. Pinball Wizard, of course. Keith Moon.
And you're zigging when I thought you'd zag. On his 71st birthday, you're...
It's true. I should have paid homage to the man, shouldn't I?
Yeah, we're going to feature him here.
He needs no soloing.
We're going to play three songs by him, in fact. Happy birthday, Pete.
One of my favorites.
100.3 The Sound. I'll be your Bruce Springsteen. You be my Courtney Cox. Let's do it. Three from The Boss. I'm 100.3 The Sound.
Put those acid wash jeans away, my friend. I'm not wearing them for you.
I like you with that short bob. It's really nice.
Not a second time.
You know, Bruce Springsteen just made an appearance on our Facebook page.
That's what I heard.
You should go check it out. It's pretty cool.
Round one, fight.
Every day at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. We don't know what the other ones pick, but you then pick the one that you like the best. It's Song Fight. And today... I threw out a song from the Rolling Stones, Far Away Eyes, and I sure like that song. But if wishes and butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas. Christian wins tonight.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It doesn't feel like a victory because your song was such piffle. Nobody knew it. Nobody cared. The Rolling Stones don't even care about that song anymore.
This only won by 21 votes, 47-53.
No, so I don't feel get so cocky. About it. Yeah. Right, I'm good with it now. Everybody wins with that one.
Friend of the program there, Colin James Hay, yep. And Overkill. Why didn't I play his version that he did in here?
Because you're an idiot.
I wasn't thinking. Nope. Man. Anyway, you win Song Fight, so we're tied up again.
We are. Tomorrow is the big one, my friend. Also,
anywho,
what she said.
10 o'clock, or 10 minutes till 4 tomorrow, we'll do another song. Hey, I want to...
What's your song going to be?
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to this program. And I'll take it one step further. The biggest favor you can do with this is to tell a friend. If you have a friend that seems like the same kind of idiot we are,
yeah,
then hook somebody up.
And it's they like might foolishly be listening to another station, Andy.
Right.
They should be over here hanging with us in a pool of stupidity that
they
we
might
call...
not never have dreamed there could be idiots like this that actually have a radio program.
Yes.
So Andy in the afternoon, 3 to 7, Christian with me. It would be great to have your stupid friends join us.
Yeah.
That didn't sound as nice.
Nah,
as
I'm not sure that's going to win us any points.
Rita Wild's coming in here. She's going to take over for the rest of the night, playing threes in a row from your favorite classic rock artist. But not until we say goodbye in song. We'll do that together next on Sound. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. It sure means a pant load to us.
It really does.
Good night. And sleep tight. Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish. And a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
And sleep tight.
Pleasant dreams
to you.
To you.
And you.
Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer off the sudsy over here.
Every dream
comes true.
Comes true.
And now, until we meet again.
Zero calorie bubbles.
Adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. I love you, boy.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, baby. You cute little dude.
As always.
I'm going home to them.
That's the official quote of the show.
That's it.
Every day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's do it all over again.
Okay, 3 o'clock. Rita Wild's in for the rest of the night. Here's 3 from Heart on the Sound.
Got your heart on.
I don't get it.